This is Chuck Morundi, and I'm interviewing Buck Giesecke of Integrity One Mortgage. We're talking about the challenges of getting a loan on a manufactured home.
You had mentioned to me on the phone that things have gotten more difficult for loans on manufactured homes, and I think you said about 4 years ago they got. Can you give me a quick history kind of on that?
Chronologically, yeah. The 8th of August is what a lot of people consider the four-year anniversary of the mortgage meltdown. It was actually August 8th, 4 years ago, that was given the date when the banks, when there was a collapse, and several of the banks that were known to everybody on, in everyday language went away or were very troubled. Even up until that point, probably the 2 years prior to that, it seemed like every week we were getting lenders that were discontinuing our ability to either broker or fund loans through them on manufactured homes. And this was at a time, you know, two, even maybe 3 years before the mortgage meltdown, and some of the people didn't even see it coming. You know, a lot of people saw the mortgage meltdown coming, values can't continue to go up. At that point, they were already really limiting what you could and could not do with manufactured homes. And it seemed like every month there was five or six lenders that were getting out of that business.
So manufactured homes were taking the brunt of the hit in the market, in the meltdown,
yep,
so to speak.
Even before the meltdown.
And what was the main reason for that?
Well, the main reason was you have two different types of manufactured homes. I mean, you have multiple types of manufactured homes. You have homes that are in parks on land that is rented or leased, and then you have homes that are on land that is owned where they're permanently affixed. The interesting thing is if you look at quality, there are a lot of manufactured homes that are built with better materials, depending on the builder. They are built inside in controlled environments. In some cases, they are better homes. They, however, have a VIN number. They are a vehicle, and vehicles depreciate. And that's the standpoint that the lenders have taken. They don't want to lend on something, especially when the market got a little bit sketchy, on something that is going to depreciate. You know, before, the example you used was a manufacturer on 2 acres. They're also getting very, very picky conventional-wise as well, but they do not want to see that land value, exceed 30% of that purchase price. So if you've got a $200,000 transaction, a manufactured home on 2 acres, that 2 acres of land, if it's got a mountain and a water view, that's probably a lot of the value. If it's over $60,000, you're probably going to get your deal killed in underwriting just on the appraisal alone.
And
that's even if it's FHA and it otherwise qualifies.
Of course, that doesn't have, on site built, that's not true at all, right?
It's not, but it's becoming more and more. You better have some compensating factors that, one, it's not dividable, because the last thing that the lender wants to do is have somebody lop off part of, yeah, even though it says in their deed of trust they can't do that.
Yeah, interesting. So then that started about 4 years ago?
And it's gotten worse?
It
started about 6 years ago.
About 6 years.
Yeah. It really, and even up until that point, there were fewer and fewer places that were doing the manufactured homes, and they were charging higher fees, higher rates, higher points on them. My concern, and I think you and I touched on this a couple days ago or last week, is that it's probably going to get a lot worse before it gets better, because as more and more professionals, be it on the lending side or the real estate side, move away from these type of transactions, they're going to continue to go down in value. And there's going to be less and less lenders that will lend on those, because their fear is that they're going to be taking something on. Even FHA, especially with 3.5% down, you know, there's some people that will calculate that by the time the end of a 60 or 90 day escrow, in some of these markets, the house may be worth less than when they put under contract.
So this whole negative outlook on manufactured homes that started about 6 years ago for various reasons, as you've mentioned, is kind of backfiring, and it's almost, this isn't the correct use of the term, but now it's becoming sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Self-perpetuating,
yep, is a better way to say that. And the momentum is kind of building on this, so that it's, is there a recent reason why suddenly manufactured home loans are even more difficult?
Well, I think you get back to, as it has continued to get worse, there's a couple things that you probably can see that are indicative of that, and is that there are probably a lot of really good deals or even steals on manufactured homes right now. That in the same price range, there's not the comparison or the conventional counterpart to that. 200,000 to 200,000. I think that's probably indicative that it continues to get worse as those people continue to drop those prices. And those that were deals become steals, and in a lot of cases only on a cash basis. I'm also seeing that as that continues to self-perpetuate, we're seeing more and more of these that are in foreclosure. And then that's even going to make it worse.
Yeah, because so they can't. They got a 97% loan maybe 7 years ago.
Right.
But now.
And they've already lost 25, 30% or whatever. You would know the numbers. So they're underwater. So even a short sale. And then who's going to come in and finance that?
So the in terms of depreciation, from what you're saying, do you think that the real estate recession has hit manufactured homes harder in terms of price discounts?
I would think that it has hit certain niches in the market harder. You know, land is another one that I can't really compare like to manufactured homes. But as far as, you know, collateral that has structure on it, meaning land with homes on it, I definitely think it's hit manufactured homes harder. Definitely.
One of the main differences that you see, or should I say the main hurdles in getting a loan on a manufactured home as opposed to a site built? I think you may have already touched on it, but logically, can we say there's like three main reasons that getting buying a manufactured home will be harder now because of the lending situation?
Right. With the exception of FHA, which has the higher loan to value, which is 96.5%, or the VA in some cases, if it's in its original location, which is 100%, you know that those underwriters are going to put those files, not only that appraisal, but that borrower under heavy scrutiny on a loan that is of high loan to value. Because keep in mind, FHA and VA don't make loans, they insure them. So they have to be insured in order for the lender to make that loan. If, you know, XYZ or Bank of America or whoever is making that loan, yet they cannot get it, you know, approved FHA or VA, they're not going to lend the money on that loan.
So the buyers, the borrowers are under more scrutiny.
They might say that they're not, but I would have to say that they are. There's a lot of things that go on in the underwriting world that I think people would not admit to, but with so many companies being concerned about even first payment defaults on high loan-to-value loans, those underwriters are really taking a hard look. I mean, we're made to explain and address things that we never had to address before. If there's any concern on that underwriter's part, and you have to know that if it's collateral that they are more concerned about than other collateral, they're definitely, even if they're not doing it intentionally, they're putting under heavier scrutiny.
Has the formulas for qualifying a borrower gotten more stringent in the past few years for manufactured homes?
No, they're in essence the same as far as the debt-to-income ratios. The credit scores have gone up. You used to be able, you still can, some lenders will still advertise, you know, that they can do an FHA loan for borrowers that have under a 620 mid. But if you go back in and look at their guidelines, usually to do a manufactured home, the like borrower need a higher mid FICO score. So right then and there, that's kind of the telltale that there are two different sets of criteria. Now, it may mostly have to do with credit, but if they're doing that, if they're requiring higher credit scores for manufactured homes, you know that they're looking at the other things too. What's the difference between loan officer A and loan officer B? On the same loan, one could get one done and one couldn't because they know how to package it up and address things so that they don't startle the underwriter.
Yeah.
But these underwriters, because they're so analytical, they see something that, you know, gets their wheels spinning that this may potentially pose a problem.
Yeah,
it's going to do it. And you know that the first thing when it's manufactured home, don't put this in there either. That's what they're thinking. Okay, first thing I got to think about this manufactured home.
This is Jack Morundi interviewing Buck Giesecke of Integrity One Mortgage. You can read more and listen to more of our interviews at squimrealestatenews.com.